Hearing is a change of zone number 2015, G&M Route 24 LLC, a Delaware limited liability company and/or its assigns.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an I1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 12.44 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Turquoise Lane and the east side of Healthy Way, approximately 900 feet southeast from the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24 and Lexus Lane. The 911 address is not available and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 57.11. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of letters received from the applicant. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We also have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. And I would note that we have received one letter in support, zero letters in opposition, and three mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you, and the chair recognizes Ms. Pete.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Again, for the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete.
Need a push to talk. There we go. Excuse me. Good afternoon. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing. I'm here this afternoon on behalf of the applicant, G&M Route 24 LLC, the developer of tax map parcel number 334-12-57.11. Located, as Director Whitehouse just stated, on the south side of Turquoise Lane, east of Healthy Way, and near the intersection of Route 24 and Lexus Lane in Rehoboth Beach. BB Medical Center, Inc. is the record owner of the real property. Michael Glick, representative of the developer, Bruce Lashine, general counsel with BB, Mike Fiore, representative of the Lewis Surgery Center, an anticipated tenant, Jamie Seckler, professional engineer with Davis Bowen and Friedel, and Lauren Townsend, landscape designer with the developer, are all present this afternoon. Mr. Lashine and Mr. Fiore will speak for a few minutes after my presentation. And of course, Mr. Seckler is available if there are any questions I'm unable to answer. Before I begin, I remind the commission, specifically for the benefit of the two new commissioners, that the request before you is simply for a rezoning request, not for any use approval, etc. And any intended development would be required to go through a subsequent site plan review and approval process. And so with that, all plans submitted into the record are merely conceptual in nature. I'll begin by presenting an overview of the site and property, followed by a discussion of legal requirements and comprehensive plan considerations, and then turn the presentation over to Mr. Lashine and Mr. Fiore, as I stated before I conclude. So to begin, the applicant submitted its application on June 8, 2023, accompanied with a request to expedite its application. As a preliminary matter, the applicant thanks Sussex County for expediting its application to deliver this much-needed medical and office space to market as soon as possible to accommodate an ambulatory surgical center, and specifically that demand in the county. The applicant seeks to rezone the parcel that you'll see on the screen of an approximately 12.44 acre parcel from AR1 agricultural residential to I1 institutional. Exhibit E in a concept plan for the proposed development reflects the proposed development of two approximately 60,000 square feet medical and professional office buildings to be laid out as a medical office complex. The plan also notes availability to public water and sewer. Thereafter, you'll see as Exhibit F is a color rendering of the same. Again, all conceptual in nature at this time, but in that exhibit, you'll see the two proposed office buildings, ample and code-compliant parking contemplated, plantings and landscape buffers proposed to the adjacent residential uses. The intention is to develop the project in two phases, with the first phase to include the development of the first building, and that portion of that first building will accommodate space for the anticipated Lewis Surgery Center, and then thereafter a second phase will be developed of a similar professional medical office building. Notably, ambulatory surgery centers, abbreviated ASCs, offer more cost-effective healthcare solutions than traditional hospital systems, resulting in reduced medical expenses for patients, shorter wait times, and increased accessibility for patients in need of specialized medical procedures. LSC provided a letter of support, as did BB, both of which in part emphasize LSC's need for more space because of its average utilization of 93 to 99%. Its desire to expand its services in a location central to Lewis and Rehoboth, but also with the ability to serve the larger, you know, region in Milton and Georgetown too. And the site's attractiveness because of its proximity to other healthcare providers. The second building, as I just stated, is anticipated to be developed. However, the end user is unknown at this time. So of course, if demand changes, the idea would be another permitted use in I-1 subject to rezoning approval would go into that space. On September 1, 2023, the applicant submitted a supplemental exhibit packet into the record. Exhibit G and the surrounding conditions map show the surrounding uses, including other institutional uses, Sterling Crossing, Arborlin, and Sea Glass at Rehoboth residential developments. I'm sure most of you are very familiar with this area too, and the institutional and commercial uses that exist nearby. Thereafter in the exhibits, you'll see the firm map, followed by the 2020 state strategies map confirming the presence of this property in level one and level two investment areas. As provided in the comprehensive plan, it's the state's intent to use its spending and management tools in both areas and specifically to maintain and enhance community character, to promote well-designed and efficient new growth and to facilitate redevelopment in level one areas and to promote well-designed development in level two areas. The county's future land use map also confirms the future land use designation as commercial and also reflecting the site's location, also reflects the site's location, excuse me, adjacent to other properties zoned commercial and coastal area as well. The following exhibit is an aerial map of the county's zoning district map. The site is adjacent to properties zoned AR1, GR, CR1, and most significantly, considering the applicant's request, I-1. Then there's an aerial map of wellhead protection areas and excellent recharge areas to confirm the absence of either area on the site. And finally, as exhibit two, the department's review letter of the service level evaluation request. That letter explains that the proposed use and site specifically is located within the Henlopen TID and that the applicant will be required to participate in the TID. Moving on, so section 115-83.4 of the county's code lists the permitted uses in the I-1 district and confirms that the intended surgical center and related uses that I've just described are permitted as a matter of right in I-1. The purpose of the I-1 district is, quote, to recognize the public, quasi-public, and institutional nature of particular parcels of land and provide standards and guidelines for their continued use and future development, and to ensure that the public, quasi-public, and institutional structures and developments in the district will be compatible with surrounding districts and uses. The proposed use is consistent with the purpose of I-1 and proposing permitted uses for ultimate operation on the site subject to the grant of the requested change of zone and site plan approval. And all proposed uses, both institutional and commercial in nature, will be compatible with the districts nearby that support similar and complementary institutional uses. In terms of the comprehensive plan, the proposed rezoning and proposed use are supported by and consistent with the county's comprehensive plan. Significantly, the county's 2045 future land use map identifies this property as the commercial area, and the requested zoning map amendment is to an institutional district, an applicable zoning district in the commercial area. The commercial area is a growth area where the comprehensive plan encourages the county's most concentrated forms of new development, including higher density residential development and most commercial development in the county. As the plan provides, commercial areas include concentrations of retail and service uses that are mainly located along arterials and highways consistent with this site and proposed use off of Route 24 and near Route 1. The plan also provides that institutional and commercial uses like the use proposed may be appropriate depending on surrounding uses. Here, as I've stated, in an area with pre-existing institutional and commercial uses, the proposed use subject to a change of zone from AR1 to I-1 is appropriate and consistent with surrounding uses. Chapter 9 of the plan, entitled Economic Development, also identifies the healthcare sector as a leading employment sector in the county and recognizes it as one of the fastest growing sectors in the county, especially considering the county's aging population, the present and continued need to provide healthcare services to Sussex County and residents and to remain competitive in the healthcare industry. And I think we can all agree that's even more true today than when the plan was written, considering all the growth our area has experienced. If it is not otherwise obvious, the development of the medical center campus will generate numerous new skilled job opportunities for skilled professionals in Sussex County, as noted in our expedited review letter. Also, LSC's letter adds that the ability to provide for more space will also in turn allow for credentialing of surgeons in our community, which is certainly a benefit to present and future Sussex County residents. So as I stated previously, before I conclude, I'd like to ask Mr. LaShine, General Counsel for BB, followed by Mike Fiore, representative of LSC, to say a few words. Mr. LaShine.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. I'm Bruce LaShine. I am the General Counsel and Chief Legal Officer at BB Healthcare. I have been at BB Healthcare for 10 years. I live in Lewis, Delaware. I won't repeat anything that Ms. Pete described. I will simply mention to you that this is actually the land that this where this proposed project sits is the remaining land, the remaining parcel of land that BB purchased in 1998 and 2000. At the time, there was roughly 34 acres in total. This would be the third and final phase of that development. As you may be aware, that land currently hosts our Bookhammer building, which is a one-story building facing Route 24. It's where we have our BB Outpatient Surgery Center, our lab services, imaging, and our recently opening breast health center. In addition, on this land is the Rehoboth Medical Arts Building, which sits between the Bookhammer Building and Health UA. The Rehoboth Medical Arts Building is a three-story building. Our Tunnel Cancer Center occupies the entire first floor of that building. The second and the third floors of that building are occupied by various physician offices, medical offices, some of which are BBs, and some of which are, in fact, independent practices. So this last parcel, which is across Healthy Way, is the third and final phase in our development of that land. What is contemplated, as Ms. Pete explained, are two 60,000 square foot buildings, each of three stories. Our plans are that the Lewis Surgery Center will relocate from its current location in Lewis to the first floor. And then we intend to occupy the second and the third floors of that building. So the second and third floors of that building will be BB medical offices on the second and third floor of that first building. I think that's what I can tell you. As well, you may be aware that the adjacent parcel to this land is where we've recently opened our specialty surgical hospital facing Warrington Road, and that's on a 20-acre parcel adjacent to this land. I'll entertain any questions if you have any.
We'll take some questions when Ms. Pete concludes her presentation. All right. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, Mr. LaShine. Sure. And then Mr. Fiore.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mike Fiore, Smyrna, Delaware, Orland, Pennsylvania as well. I'm the administrative director for Lewis Surgery Center. I can speak strictly to the needs of the center. We opened in 2006, between 2006, 2017. We stayed pretty much in the 80% utilization. Between 17 and 2022, we exceeded 90% to the point now where on a consistent basis, we're between 93 and 99%. Holding the board meeting last night for Lewis Surgery Center, six out of my 13 surgeons that operate in August exceeded 100%, meaning that they're exceeding their block time to accommodate patients because of their need, because of the fact that it can't be pushed out any further. This opportunity is a unique opportunity for Lewis Surgery Center to work in concert with Beebe because of RSH, which Mr. LaShine mentioned. That is a huge boon to the community and to our patients to have that surgical facility right there. If God forbid something escalates, if we have to transition the patient. So the location is very important to us, and with the accommodations of the space, it will actually allow us to meet the need. Currently, the practice is a multi-specialty surgical. So we have ophthalmics, we have pain management, we have general surgery, we have plastics, we have orthopedics. The orthopedic practice is adding 4 new surgeons in 2023. Pain management, 2 additional are in the Lewis community, which are very much needed. We also have other specialties, both GI and OBGYN, that are in the community. Currently, they're not at the center now, but the fact that we have the existing surgeons, they've already been credentialed, and we're trying to find accommodation for time, and we have a waiting list of 5 additional community surgeons that are requesting time that we've unfortunately had to deny because we can't credential them in there. Gives you an idea of the need. We must expand the center either by hours, which is not really beneficial for an ASC to have to extend the hours and work into the evenings is not the best accommodation for the patients. It's very difficult for them, especially in some of the procedures that involve transport from other individuals. So our goal is to expand that space and accommodate the utilization that we're currently experiencing now. And we'll continue. I don't have to talk to you guys about the growth. So.
Thank you both. So I'll be very brief. In conclusion, the applicant is seeking, as I stated, a rezoning request from AR1 to I1, and ultimately, if granted approval, the site will operate as an ambulatory surgery center and provide much-needed healthcare services to present and future Sussex County residents. I thank you, and we'll answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
So my only question is, how quickly can this be developed? Because I think the need is outstripping capacity. But I don't have any specific questions for the development. I think when the final site plan comes, you know, concerns about the adjoining, you know, residential developments and making sure that there's enough.
Sure we have buffering, et cetera, which we have conceptually proposed, downscreen lighting, all of those things, right, would be taken into consideration. And to answer your question, you know, as soon as we can deliver to market, it is really the answer to your previous comment.
Okay, Mr. Butler.
I'm in good shape.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I don't have any questions. I like everybody knows what the need is in healthcare. My niece is a doctor at BB, and I hear it firsthand, so.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
No questions, sir.
Okay, staff, anything? Okay.
None from me.
White House?
None from me, thank you.
Counselor?
None from me, thanks.
Okay, I have no questions.
Great.
As well.
Thank
Please
you very
take
much.
A seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2015 GNM Brute 24 LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2015? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.